Guess who's back with his big boy pants on and the big boy seat? Got these big DC news coming at ya!
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC movie news.
And here we are, half of the fabulous quartet.
The half that matters, baby.
That's right, I was going to say the fantastic something or other, but that's branding.
Fan four, no.
That's a whole other group we're not going to get into right
now.
How are we doing, everybody?
We're excited. I feel like I was going to ask
you this. I got my big boy pants on. I'm sitting in the big boy seat.
I wanted to ask you about this before, but I forgot to, so I'll put you on the spot here.
Let's put me on the spot right now.
So, obviously, may the 4th be with you today.
May the 4th be with you.
Always. And my question to you is, if you could pick one person from the Star Wars universe and take them and put them in our DC universe, who would it be?
Actor-wise?
No. Character.
What?
What character?
In the Star Wars universe,
yep.
Do I want
to
put
Are you going
to
put in one of our DC movies? What? It's an awesome question. You guys chime in the chat.
Who came up with this thing? Like,
I did just now. You don't think it's good? I've been thinking about this all day.
Okay, who would you put in?
I don't know, I have an answer.
Why do you not have an answer? You've been thinking about it all day.
Yeah, because I think it's a wonderful question. Like, imagine Yoda hanging out with Wonder Woman just
That's
being like...
boring. All right.
What?
Okay, so my first reaction, my gut instinct would be Boba Fett.
In what movie and how? How are you using Boba Fett?
Come to Gotham City to fight Batman.
Ooh.
But that's a generic. That's kind of
so
too
easy. So what, Gotham City Sirens? Or like, where are you putting
it? No, in Batman. Dead center Batman.
The Batman.
Yeah. Mm. The Batman.
Yes, thank you, Marissa. She says, great question.
But
if you have an answer, Marissa, chime in.
That's a lame answer on my part. That's a generic. That's like kind of like any guy would say that.
Boba Fett? Yeah.
Yeah.
You think about it, and by
can
the
I come
end
back
of the
to
show,
it?
You can come back to it. Because
I got
I know
a lot
I
of stuff. I got. I'm thinking about rocks. I'm usually not in the big seat here, so I'm a little thrown off.
You got some stuff to do.
Did you have any? You don't have anyone. You give a question. You don't have an answer for it.
Well, I
erroneous.
Started...
erroneous on both counts. Erroneous. I just was watching Wedding Crashers again. It was my favorite movie of all
so
time.
So good.
I love that movie.
So good.
Did you know that was what Erroneous is from?
Yes.
You did?
Erroneous on both counts.
Erroneous on both counts.
Of course.
Are we going to be quoting Wedding Crashers here all day today?
Or Step Brothers. Do we just become best friends?
Nah.
Yep.
No, Wedding Crashers is 10 times better.
I was just having fun with
you
the quotes.
Motor, motor, you old sailor.
You old son of a bitch. All right, we got to get into DC.
All right, let's get into lots of news here. Not groundbreaking, but a lot of... kind of stuff happening here.
I feel like
would
this
you
was
say?
A fun
I didn't even introduce myself.
You
I
did.
I have to introduce myself. Hey, everybody. This guy right here is Mike Kalinowski. You might not recognize me because I haven't been here in, like, seems like forever.
Because you've been filming.
I've been busy. A little busy.
But we're not allowed to say what?
I don't know. I didn't sign an NDA or anything, so I
don't
know.
Just don't get yourself in trouble.
Yeah, I won't. I'll talk about it when it airs.
But something fun that people
yeah,
can
very,
see.
Yeah, a very cool
eventually.
Thing. Yeah, and if you don't like me, you'll be happy because I get my ass kicked.
Hey,
I can say that.
Spoilers.
Yeah, and that's not a spoiler.
Well, for me but, it is. Yeah, I didn't know.
You. Well, there you go. I get my ass kicked. So everyone's like out there.
By
like,
somebody cool?
I hate that Kalinowski. He's such a DC, you know, blank sucker.
Oh.
Yeah.
You toe know. Sucker?
Close. Sure.
Yoda sucker.
Maybe. But to my left, the crown jewel in our DC crown. The crown, yeah,
you'll get there.
The crown jewel in our DC crown? It doesn't sound right. I was going to say in our cap, the crown jewel in our DC cap.
I think just the crown jewel.
All right, well, whatever she is. That's the lovely, the talented, the indomitable, the charming, the witty, the sultry.
Wow, talking me up, big game.
Rexy Strayer!
Happy to be here. Mike, we always do the weirdest shows together. If it's me and you,
forget it.
Yeah, forget it. Forget about
forget
it.
Forget
about it.
Forget about it.
All right.
too bad our Sausage Man and...
Sausage Man turned 40.
He did, didn't he? Why didn't he make a big deal of that?
He was like, I'm off on my...
I should say my 40, I was not a big... I didn't make a big deal of it either.
No, he is, though. He's like off raging in New Orleans at Jazz
But I think
Fest.
It's work related.
No, he's with,
he just took
he's
like,
with his...
Hold on a second. He just said, F everybody, I'm out
yes,
for 40.
With his siblings, with his
oh,
parents,
I thought it was
with
work
his lady.
Related.
With his, yeah, you know, he's doing the damn
oh,
thing.
Oh, well, holy...
And then he's going to Europe... work related.
Because he's in Europe right now, I think. I think that he just tweeted,
oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay, that's what I was following.
And
I'm
Johnny's
off.
Also
busy
overseas. I always say that about
with
him, but
comedy.
I never know. With his
comedy.
Yes.
He's doing good deeds.
He is.
And here we are. Let's get into it,
yeah.
Shall we?
All right, give it to me.
Trying to, I'll give it to you.
That's what she said. The news, Mike. The news.
Voting Sailor, you old Sailor, you old son of a jewel. All right, so, all right, guys. Well, first of all, we got Aquaman finally filming.
I feel like we have said that it's been filming for months. We've just been saying
But it's a lot of pre-production on this movie. But my best friend, Shannon McClung, one of my best friends in the world, he is a huge Aquaman fan. And so I tweeted
What's
him the picture.
What's his first name?
Shannon. Yes, it's a man.
Mm-hmm.
He's Irish.
Good for him.
I can't even trouble my best friend here.
No, I'm not. I like him a lot. Is he in Florida?
No, he's here in L.A. He's
Good
an actor.
For him. All right. Yeah. Shannon McClung.
Yes. Writer, actor, extraordinary.
Loves Aquaman.
I love Batman.
Okay.
So to me,
grew up, born and raised on Aquaman.
Yes, when that Justice League trailer came out and there was Batman with Aquaman riding on the Batmobile, I was like, dude, look at this. And he's like, it's still got the Zack Snyder. He's not the biggest fan of Snyder at all or BVS, but he loves everything that's come out of Aquaman so far.
Okay.
So he is definitely, we talked about it, he's like, man, I never thought this day would come. That they finally, an Aquaman film is going forward.
Like, now we know it's now actually it's happening. Out. No swerving right. McGurvy.
It's out there.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your thoughts? We have the logo.
Right, we have a new logo.
And this is funny, because my best friend's like, nope, too soon with the logo. I was like, too soon? What do you mean too soon?
Wait, he was happy that they started filming, but he was mad that they released the logo?
Because we showed the shot about James Wan did the clapboard. You know, it looks like they're in a submarine, which mm-hmm. makes sense, underwater.
We all live.
Yep. What?
In a yellow submarine.
Oh, Jesus. On track, Roxy. On track.
I'm
on
with
track.
You. Okay, I'm excited, Mike.
So I saw the logo. I think you need the logo. It's the logo. It's Aquaman.
I just don't understand how somebody could be upset about that. It looks sweet.
I told him to stop. I said, stop drinking all the hate that a lot of our friends and our mutual group hate on DC.
Oh, he's on the Haterade.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk a little more about that.
Yeah, well, I'm really excited. I'm stoked that they started. Yeah. Honestly, I think if you had, when we looked at the slate, when did they announce the slate? Was that 3 years ago now?
Oh, God. Four almost?
When they initially announced the slate, Aquaman was something that I was like, all right. Yeah. I'm going to go see it, but I'm not, amped on it.
Yeah.
Everything we've seen from it is very exciting. I love who's attached to the project.
There's not been
I love
one...
what we've seen. Like,
I don't...
I'm in.
I don't know one bad thing I've heard happen from it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah? Do you?
No.
Okay.
No,
I don't.
I mean, I'm trying to think. There's been bad things in some people's minds.
Sure.
But for me, I think that this logo is awesome. I think it's great that they started filming. I think that even the things that we've seen James Wan post, like with the picture behind the picture.
Yeah,
and
then that previs of him mm-hmm. swimming underwater and stuff.
Yeah, I'm in.
Another thing that is also a positive thing is the early reactions from Wonder Woman. Now, Wonder Woman has been screened.
So this was interesting.
Now, I read the tweet, but this was one person tweeted this out.
All right, so let's
you have the deets there, Rox?
Let's check out the tweet. Yeah, okay. So this is coming from, obviously, right as the second I said that, my computer went to some ad, and, you know, it's doing the dance
of course,
right
it's
now.
It's got to do mm-hmm. the dance.
All right, this is coming from John Shaw, at Shaw J something on Twitter.
And he's a marketer, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it says, Wonder Woman, : exciting and entertaining in every way, great SFX and characters. Here's a summer blockbuster as good as Captain America, / $370 million, /.
Now, I'm of two minds when I hear this. One, he does not... This guy seems like my dad in the sense that his job, what it would be. I don't think he's a film critic.
He's the president of Theater Management Associates, LLC.
Okay, so it's like in charge of like marketing or screenings, right? It's not, he's not a film critic. He's not, I don't think, a fan of comic books. He is a man that deals in the entertainment industry from a marketing, like theater, that type of thing, I believe.
What do you think of relating this to Captain America?
That's what I'm saying, the two different things.
Is it about the placement, where they are in their different slates, or is it about actually the character, the film?
I think he saw the movie and not being versed in comic book. I think he goes, oh, well, the beginning took place in modern day, the end takes place in modern day, and the middle is a period piece. And that's what Wonder Woman is.
And we're getting partial origins.
And we're getting Wonder Woman, modern day with Bruce Wayne, and it bookends a film set in the past. That's exactly what Captain America did. I think that is his exact thinking back to all. And of course, now everyone has to relate everything to Marvel. Just like any time an animated film comes out, we relate them to Pixar. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's a gold standard, which most people
but
base their knowledge on.
We're not including the part that he said 370 mil, which is the amount that Captain America made. So was he saying as good as in he just thinks it's going to make as much money as, and that's a random movie he referenced?
I think he's, again, a numbers guy, a movie numbers guy, and that's what he was able to generate by. I think that is a ridiculously low number. I don't think, I mean, 360 million, is that Cap's domestic?
So
guys, if you can look that up.
I'm looking right now. It says that, makes reference to the worldwide gross of the 2011 film, which made $176.5 million domestically and $193.5 million in foreign territories for worldwide accumulation of 370.5.
Oh, see, Wonder Woman will blow that away. Wonder Woman will absolutely blow that away.
Yeah, this article on Screen Rant says, if Shaw's estimate for the film's global prospects, it seems on the lower side. Man of Steel, for example, made $668 million globally in 2013.
Yeah.
BVS made $873.2 worldwide.
Yeah, no, I think it'll shy of around the 8 number. I don't think it'll cross a billion. I do not think it'll cross a billion. I could be wrong.
Yeah, let's not. I mean, I don't know. But, I really don't know. But, we can't underestimate, like, female power and going
all these things kind of go into everything.
Yeah,
here.
So let's talk about all of it.
We're on Wonder Woman now.
Break it down.
I cannot be more excited for Wonder Woman. Cannot be more excited. Let me tell you why. First of all, okay, we got a new poster out with her like this, bashing with the gauntlets, the bullet. Beautiful poster. Someone made a very good point.
Amazing poster. I thought
Someone made a fantastic point.
You can't just breeze over the poster.
It's on my poster.
You just have to, like, stare at the poster.
I could stare at her all day.
Oh, it's not just her. It's what she embodies and that, like,
can I just say something?
Symbol. What?
We talk about, people are talking about the marketing, and this is all gets into this.
Yeah.
And I love how Roxy, we've got which called our notes here that we all talk about.
Rundown.
All four of us get together and we kind of share this. And Roxy puts in the debate on whether or not Wonder Woman is getting enough ads. Parentheses, Mike, I'm sure you'll have a field day with this one. So we're going to get into this.
So this is your field day.
We're going to get into brass tacks.
Am I wrong?
No. I saw that and I was like, I need to. Because, first of all, let's talk about the marketing. And I got into it with some people on Twitter. And let's just say this, guys. Everyone, the hate is there. And this was a perfect example. It's because every poster we've got has been great. Every casting announcement has been great for this film. Every trailer, we've all loved every trailer. We've not seen anything so far where, and word of mouth is spreading like wildfire how good this film is. People that have seen scenes, that have gone to the set visits, there's not been a bad thing. People are looking for something to pick apart and bitch about this film. Last week it was DC's not marketing enough, but they don't have faith in the movie. 6 weeks out, and they're worried about it. I'll tell you what, guys. I drive down Riverside Boulevard here, Warner Brothers, the biggest marketing area in Los Angeles is everywhere. Billboards, we live everywhere.
The water tower.
Everywhere.
Yep.
And there's this one street in Riverside. Disney owns two giant billboards, these massive billboards. And I remember for Rogue One, on one side it was the Imperials, on one side it was the Rebels fighting, and it's massive. You know what, guys? Guardians of the Galaxy, they didn't put any billboard up because, you know why? Because they had Beauty and the Beast up there, their biggest film at the time. And then, 2 weeks before Guardians opened, they then put up Guardians.
Why would Warner Brothers have put up?
Not Warner Brothers, Disney.
Oh, okay.
Disney, because they owned it. WB has King Arthur to promote still. And there's only limited amount of space with billboards and posters.
That poor movie.
I tell you this, and it's true because I just saw a trailer for that. I didn't know that Jude Law or Eric Bana were in that movie. I had no clue. None. That's marketing that's not being done right. Warner Brothers knows, let Guardians have the field day with the TV spots and everything. Let them saturate the market. They're not going to do this now. The movie, and if you notice, in this past week, billboards are coming up. Posters are out now. More commercials. They're flooding it now. So most people that are smart enough know that WB doesn't blow their marketing a month and a half out. So I had to say that. And here's someone who made a great point. Have you noticed in all this marketing, there's not one picture of Chris Pine anywhere? And I love that. He's the bigger actor. He is a more well-known commodity than her as an actor. And say what you will, you know, whether you don't think she's a strong enough actress or not, I have no problem with her acting.
Don't imply that I said that.
No, not you. Not you. I'm saying, Roxy, I'm saying this to everyone, not
I'm
to
just
you.
Worried that I'm going to get backlash off something you just said.
No.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I'm on my soapbox right now. But not one poster with Chris Pine, and I love it. I love it. It's her movie. It's Wonder Woman's time to finally shine in the spotlight. We've waited how long for a Wonder Woman film?
Mike, I don't think anybody else is saying that Chris Pine should be more heavily
But I'm just saying that I'm showing how strong this marketing is for this film. And people are saying, though, they're not marketing, they don't have faith in it. Are you kidding me? If they didn't have faith in Gal Gadot, are you kidding me that you wouldn't put Connie Nielsen, Chris Pine, all these other actors in, like, Photoshop all around her with montage of, you know, a collage? If they didn't have enough strength in her in this portrayal of this character? Every movie does that. You always surround your actors with other actors that are big names in it. If they're not, but this film, they have so much faith in this film and her that they are just, it's Wonder Woman all, and they're not just doing like the symbols of Wonder Woman, it's Gal's face on everything. Roxy Stryer, thoughts?
I think your soapbox is caving in a little bit. It's tired. You've been standing on it for quite some time now. No, I'm just kidding, Mike. I don't disagree with anything you're saying. I think that the people that are complaining mm-hmm. are talking about the fact that they feel like more advertisement time and money is being put into Justice League than is being put into Wonder Woman. Now, I don't feel that way.
You don't either. Okay, I don't either. Not at all.
I don't feel that way, but that is the number one complaint that I'm seeing, that they have started to advertise for Justice League too early and not enough for Wonder Woman, which, I don't agree with. Now, if you look at what they've actually done for Wonder Woman, I'm confused. We have... Are we lacking in trailers?
No, three.
Because I don't feel as if we are.
Three,
are we,
and they just did one.
Are we lacking in posters?
Nope.
Because I don't feel as if we are.
Four.
Are we lacking in TV spots? Because I don't feel as if we are. And we just had the one drop in Gotham on Monday,
right.
Which we can definitely check out.
And we'll get more TV spots as we build up to next month.
Right. So I'm a little perplexed by people who are saying this, because what do they know that I don't?
And it goes to, Rox, that my whole point with all this, it goes to the fact that because there's nothing to bash in this film, they're looking for something to bitch about.
I don't think that's necessarily true.
I do. Why not just go, hey, everything about this movie is they're doing right. They've learned their lesson. Let's enjoy what we're getting. Now we got to bitch. We got to find something to bitch about, because it goes right into that other debate about Gal Gadot's armpits.
Okay, but first let's watch the trailer.
Okay, let's watch the trailer.
Let's watch the trailer, then we'll get to the armpit debate, which is an epic debate.
Have you had a man before? But what about your father?
Now, you and I have different opinions on
this.
We do,
and we'll talk.
I was brought to life by Zeus.
Dun, dun. Yes!
Right.
A little humor in this.
A little humor.
To restore peace to the world.
That no man's scene is gonna kill.
Well, that's neat.
Welcome to jolly old London.
June 2nd seems literally... Oh my god, I can't believe we're under
4 weeks from tonight.
Yeah, it's not for everybody.
New name.
That shot of her right there.
Or maybe not.
Or maybe not. I haven't seen that.
Who is this woman?
You will soon find out.
On June 2nd.
Yep, that's not gonna work. Please put the sword down.
It doesn't go with the outfit.
Nope, really doesn't. Not matching.
So,
we did PG-13.
You and I differ on this, Rox.
Yep, okay. So, I'm in the really enjoy this camp.
Yes.
You're in the not as much.
I don't, not because of the footage, I do not like the adding the poppy music to it, like the kind of, It's different from any other trailer we've seen. It almost feels to me like the Suicide Squad one, where they put the catchy music and it caught a different vibe, and it was different from everything they've done before. This had that bomp, 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 and it, like, we're not going to see music like that in the film.
I don't think that matters. I think that they're being smart. Who are they advertising to? This premiered during Gotham.
So what does that say?
That this is premiering during a TV spot. People are watching. That when you're watching TV, you want fast, you want pace, you know, and I feel like that is what they're...
I feel it didn't need it at this point.
You might not necessarily have enjoyed it. It wasn't for you.
Did you watch Gotham
on Monday night?
I didn't.
I did, and I liked it. Well, so they advertised, and I thought that it was a little funnier. And I think that
are the same. We've seen the lines.
No, we were missing some of those quips back to back.
I don't want more quips.
I didn't say you did.
Because
I'm saying the people that are watching television.
Let me tell people, because be careful what you wish for, because there was a TV spot that popped up that little Ares popped his head in. There's a shot of Ares' arm.
So why are you saying be careful what you wish
because
for?
Because we've talked about we don't want to see more. You guys have done.
You don't want to.
You want to see Ares.
I'm not saying necessarily.
Because
but
then we're going to get Roxy what we got with
you. You have to stop banging on the table.
That's what we're going to get with Batman Superman. It's like, oh, we want more. Oh, no, they showed us Doomsday. Too much. Be careful what you wish for. I'd rather go in wanting more than going,
nice.
I've seen the movies.
Be nice, Christmas.
No, be nice. I'm going to quote Patrick Swayze in my favorite movie of all time, Roadhouse. Be nice until it's time to not be nice.
When is that time?
And we've reached the time to not be nice anymore with a lot of people that have problems with DC. Because now we're reaching a point where...
Why? Because we've proved them so wrong?
We are reaching a tipping point where everything is... Because it's... I get the people's arguments with BVS. I do. And I can have a discussion with people about BVS. But at Wonder Woman at this point, where all we've seen is positive. We've not seen one negative thing about this film.
In your opinion, and I agree, but you, what are you talking about? You haven't seen one negative thing. You just watched something you didn't like.
That's not negative. That's just me.
That's not you being negative?
That's me going,
I don't like this. That's not negative?
That's not what I'm saying. What's saying is negative is just a whole negative energy about it. Like, perfect example, Guardians.
We each have different people rooting for us in the chat right now. It's pretty humorous.
Oh, well, all right. But I digress.
Everybody says we fight too much. Let's do a hand hug.
Who fights we too much?
A lot of people.
Oh, we don't fight too much. No. It's all done out of love. Should we move on?
Yeah, let's move on.
All right. So, as always happens with toys...
Hey-o. Come on with this one.
Well, Lego always spoils everything. But we also know that you can't base anything that Lego does off of a film. I mean, for Batman for Superman, they had Lex Luthor in a kryptonite helicopter.
Yeah.
They got to sell toys. They gave us a first look of what they're saying is Steppenwolf. I don't know. I mean, we kind of saw him in BVS. So, hey, doesn't really spoil anything.
It's just funny. Like,
yeah, you know. All right, Steppenwolf, he's a great little figure.
All right.
We had to talk about it. We're used to all this Lego stuff.
I honestly have nothing to say about
that.
Yeah,
Lego's Lego. Now, this is a little bit... Junkie XL was talking all the old jail score. What you think of this, Rox?
Yeah, well, because it's interesting considering this. He's solo on this time. And if they were talking about him not without Zimmer, how that was. He says, it's a massive undertaking, and I can't say anything about Justice League specifically, but I'll tell you this, and this was exactly the same experience that Hans and I had when we did work together on Man of Steel and BVS. It's like when you see a movie like that, these iconic superhero movies, some of them have a 60 to 80 year legacy, multiple composers had a go at their themes, multiple filmmakers did their vision of these characters. It's very scary. You watch a movie like this, it's like, holy shit, now I have to come up with something. You've got sweaty hands and you're nervous and you talk about it over and over again. And I have exactly that relationship with Zack Snyder. And then Zack said, there's only one thing you can do, and that is embrace his character as if it's your own. Keep it close to your musical soul and just do whatever you feel is the right thing to do for this character. That's the only thing we can do. So he goes on to talk a little more, but
okay.
I thought that was a good way of phrasing it. I like when people admit that they're kind of nervous about something. Like,
yeah.
We look at them and we think, oh, they've done so many movies. Oh, they're so good at this. Oh, they'll nail it. But I'm sure they're scared as hell.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel. Hans Zimmer, who I do love, I remember he said some things during the Nolan trilogy that I didn't really care for. He was like, this Batman I'm doing, he's not a Batman that would have a theme. And for me, when I want a superhero film, I want superhero themes. Like, so with Junkie XL, and I'm sure it was probably him more so than Zimmer, he created, like, the great... He gave us the Wonder Woman theme. I'm sure that was the mix of the two of them. But we have that Wonder Woman theme, and I want a Cyborg theme and an Aquaman theme. I want... You know, it's tough because a lot of these guys were going to be meeting for the first time.
Are you thinking we might not get that? Of course we'll get
it. No, that's what I'm saying. So I'm excited with him going into this. Like, his Mad Max score. I remember, I did not know him before Mad Max. And he had got Mad Max and BVS and... So Mad Max was my first taste of his music going into BVS. So once I heard Mad Max, I just pictured everything that I could see, like with Batman and everything, and I was sold. And so seeing the score listening to the score for BVS, I love, and I'm very excited for him.
Yeah, me too.
I'm a little worried that in Wonder Woman we're not going to get her classic theme in the film, just because like we talk about fitting and whatnot, and Patty Jenkins has said it really doesn't fit the tone with those electric guitars and riffs and stuff. So maybe somewhere in there.
Definitely somewhere.
Like maybe a different, somewhere I think. Maybe at the end credits or something, you know.
Some kind of ass-kicking moment right. too.
So I think, you know, but I love his music. I think he's great.
Me too.
But it is nice to see someone not up there, you know, because then you get some of these composers that get out there and, you know who they are and their music. I'm not going to get into it, but there's some people whose music is out there and they've done things on YouTube where they put the two scores side by side and it's the same exact score for two different films. And I'm just like, yeah, I don't want that. I want a composer that's nervous and you know, looks at a giant challenge that he's got. But speaking of someone that is a... Oh, what's going on? Someone making fun of me in the chat?
No, this person's just jumping ahead. Woodblock 707 says, Mikey, go ham on armpit hair gate.
Oh, I will. Don't you worry about that.
We're getting to it.
But speaking of someone that's got a monumental task in front of them, Matt Reeves talks the Batman.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I love how the... What was it? The ether is kind of toned down on the Batman. On all who's directing, who's writing this. Have you noticed it's kind of been... Ever since Ben came out with...
Just breathing a little bit.
Yes, and I think that's fantastic. We were,
me too. We need to step back.
We were getting choked up there. It was getting like every, you know, over on Collider, they're having rants about Ben
and everything
going crazy and telling him to step down. And,
yeah. So...
it was nice. Whatever WB did to take the focus off, or maybe Ben said, you know what, I'm dealing with this. We all got to chill the F out.
And this
now.
Isn't big news. This is just a,
no.
I'm talking about
he's
it a little talk, bit.
He's just talking because he's getting ready for Planet of the Apes.
Right, exactly. And,
The third one.
Mm-hmm. His quote, and I got this on Heroic Hollywood, says, "It's a strange thing to be involved in the two franchises, which were the two that I was connected to most as a child.
Interesting.
I was obsessed with Batman when I was a kid. What I find so interesting about him as a character is that as far as a superhero goes, he's not superhuman. He's a person, and he is a tortured soul who's grappling with his past and trying to find a way to be in the world that has lots wrong with it and is trying to find a way to reconcile all of that. That is a really powerful character in the same way that Caesar is a powerful character."
Okay.
So it's interesting that he had so much love for both of these franchises. I mean, what a dream come true for him.
I'm wondering if... Because when Planet of the Apes came out, I wonder if his love of it was the Adam West show. Could be, because they were on the same time.
Yeah.
It's funny, I had that. Huh. I saw that on like Twitter a lot and with the headlines, and at first I thought he was talking about Julius Caesar. They just tell it was like, you know, Matt Reeves compares Batman to Caesar, and I'm just kind of like, my first reaction is Julius Caesar.
That's
when I hear that word.
Yeah, me too.
Reading, it's like, oh, well, Caesar from the movie.
Yeah.
But interesting. I love him as a director. I think he was Cloverfield, right? I believe Cloverfield.
Yeah.
I'm on board. Hey, I take your time. Don't bring it up. We don't need to hear about Batman for a while. We've got.
I like giving little quotes like this.
Little tidbit. All right.
This is just a Mazel Tov.
Now you have to top this one because I know what Mazel Tov means, but I'm kind of trying to. I thought maybe Ray Fisher was Jewish and he had something going on, but obviously
Mazel Tov is congratulations.
It's like a wedding crasher with the Jewish wedding, like Mazel Tov. You gotta eat the cake.
Yeah.
You gotta have a bite. You gotta eat the cake.
Yeah. So I actually write that like all the time. Anything?
You've never written Mazel Tov to me. When I booked something, I didn't get a Mazel Tov from you.
I said, first, you didn't even respond to me when you booked something. So you would have gotten a Mazel Tov had you responded.
Would I have?
But anytime, like, any of my friends do something, I'm like, oh my God, Mazel Tov. Like, it's just something that I throw
you
in there.
Do you put the glass down and step on it? Mazel Tov!
That's at a wedding. That's not a
congratulations.
Yes, we do that.
I know they do. I love Jewish weddings. They're a lot of fun.
So, anyway... We've talked about Ray Fisher a good amount on the show and how there's not really that much to talk about.
Because he's an unknown.
Right. But the fact that CAA just signed him.
They're not stupid.
Mazel Tov. Yeah, they're not stupid.
Because
they know
he's going to have a movie.
Obviously. And he's got a lot of work in front of him. And, of course, knowing that he's a very talented performer as he's been in a lot of off-Broadway shows and whatnot, I feel like that was a no-brainer. But congrats to him because that's a big
Mazel
thing.
Mazel Tov, Ray Fisher. Mazel Tov.
You you do the F too hard. It's a V, so Mazel Tov.
It's not Mazel Tov?
Well, it's like what you're saying.
I'm doing the F too hard?
You're saying tough.
Where's the F in there?
There's no F. That's what I'm saying.
Mazel Tov.
Yes, that's better.
Mazel Tov. L'chaim.
L'chaim.
What's that mean?
To life.
Life?
To life.
Like, I'm
L'chaim,
celebrating.
L'chaim, to life.
Hava, l'kila, hava.
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, all right. Moving along.
Yep.
Good old Chris Pratt was almost Superman.
Yeah.
Not the Man of Steel version. Way, way back with Superman Returns. He auditioned for it.
Isn't it funny that we've talked... Oh, you weren't here last week.
This
is the second week in a row where you're talking about Chris Pratt on the show. Last week he was giving DC some advice. This week he's talking about his failed Superman Returns audition.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. But basically, he went on Stephen
Colbert.
And they were talking about, I guess Colbert knew this about him and kind of nudged him to admit that he had auditioned for it.
Yeah.
He hadn't got the part. And he says, it just goes to show that it's all divinely planned. If it's not working out in the moment, then have faith that it might work out in the future. The no's that you get today might mean an even more powerful yes in the future. You know what I mean? He says, I'm glad I wasn't Superman. Do you think that's true? That he's glad he wasn't Superman?
You never know. Noel?
Well, Brandon Routh is now on TV, and Chris Pratt went from being on TV to being in two major franchises. Yeah. So I feel like, in a way...
Yeah, it's... You know, but... It's hard to say. I mean, you know, that Brandon Routh went through all that.
He's still doing really well.
Yeah, he's still... because an actor like that, he's reached that level. He's now recurring on TV show. That actor will always work. Brandon Routh will always have a job somewhere. You just reach that level as an actor because he's a commodity. I think Routh got unfairly treated because his Superman portrayal was everything that they wanted it to be. He was a continuation of Christopher Reeve. Whether you like that or not for the movie, that
he did what
film,
he was directed to do.
Bryan Singer wanted to make a sequel to Superman 2, and he did that. I mean, he was Christopher Reeve, basically. So, I mean, and I enjoyed Superman Returns. I really enjoyed that movie.
Adam says, I like Chris Pratt, but he's not much in the charisma department. I completely agree.
Come on,
I feel like
buddy,
he's got charisma for days.
He has got...
Also, Zeno Hour says...
Chris Pratt is...
I agree.
That guy is charming. I have lady friends that like to refer to him as Fat Pratt when he was bigger.
Aww.
And they don't like Skinny Pratt. They like Fat Pratt.
Oh, interesting.
Because he was more charming.
I love Park and Rec. Parks and Rec. Says from Mikey Christmas to Mikey Hanukkah.
Hey, that's true. I'll do them both.
Cool.
Absolutely. I don't know. Who knows what would have happened? It's different nowadays. But it worked out. We have Star-Lord, and he's got Adam on Days of Legend of Tomorrow. So who knows? But, you know, it's interesting. I remember Chris Pratt was also up for G.I. Joe, the second one. And he gave some funny stories about that, where they came in and he was out of shape because he was doing Parks and Rec at the time, and they just kind of laughed at him. But, you know, you never know. Anyway, moving on. So this interesting, this was brought up, and I did not have a chance to read this. Patty Jenkins reached out to Linda Carter. Is that so?
Yeah,
so
there was an entire article in Variety. You can go check it out. That was just talking about Wonder Woman's 75th anniversary. And at the very end of the article, they've mentioned Patty Jenkins and Linda Carter many times throughout. And then it says at the end that actually before shooting commenced, Jenkins reached out to Carter, who had inspired her Playground heroics, and she wanted to get tips on how to bring Wonder Woman to the silver screen. She says, quote, some of the best advice she gave me was, I never stopped playing Diana when I started playing Wonder Woman. This is a person with character and emotion and feeling. You don't want her to be an automaton or someone...
Automaton,
thank you. Or someone we don't relate to. Automaton.
Automaton.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like just a drone.
Yeah,
like
I get like robot-y.
Yeah.
Robotic. Or someone we don't relate to. So it was just small, but I thought that it was sweet that she reached out.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Very interesting. Speaking of Wonder Woman.
It's that time?
It's that time to talk about gals' armpits.
I never in a million years thought we would be doing this.
Well, it came up before, and now it's coming up back again. It's rearing its ugly head.
We ignored it as long as we could.
This is the face I get. I kind of have, if I took Dayquil and NyQuil at the same time, I'm kind of like...
So, Mikey Christmas / Hanukkah.
Roxy Hanukkah. Can I call you Roxy Hanukkah? Can you be Roxy Hanukkah to Mikey Christmas?
100%. I can't believe we've never thought of this before.
How have we never thought about this before?
But my question to you, and for anybody who missed Armpit Gate, can you talk a little bit about what's going on here?
Okay, Armpit Gate. There is a scene in the third trailer, not the one that just came out in Gotham, the last really big one, where Gal or Wonder Woman is flipping a tank. She's going like this, throwing a tank up. And there was discoloration in her underarm area. There was not hair there. It was clean shaven. Discoloration.
Like a 5 o'clock shadow type
deal. Even that.
Well, that's...
What it was to me, I think,
no,
rocks...
I'm telling you exactly what women get under their armpits.
I thought it was the... men have it, too. I get discoloration under my armpit, too.
Okay. You don't shave your armpits, Mikey Christmas. So you don't
know
what I'm talking
that.
About.
Have you seen me without my shirt on?
Yes.
I'm
I don't know. Maybe.
When?
I don't know, you just changed, like 30 seconds before
we
started.
In the bathroom! Wasn't out in the middle of the studio here, like, hey, everybody!
Okay.
Shirts off!
I pictured it,
Sun's
right,
out,
Mikey
guns out for Mikey Christmas. No, I'm very modest. You've never seen me with my shirt off.
At a pool party?
You and me at a pool party? Where?
Comic-Con?
No!
Whatever. I feel like I've seen your armpits before. Have you worn a tank top? You've come in a wife
beater. Do I look like I wear a wife beater?
That's not the right term.
Do I? I look like I wear one of those white t-shirts?
What is the PC word for those now?
Undershirts.
Yeah, but a tank top version. Oh, God.
That's what they're called. I mean, but I gotta call. I could talk like this if I gotta wear one of those. I got an Italian horn on
Mikey
there.
Mikey Christmas, show me your armpits.
And not right now. I'm not showing you. How dare you, Roxy Stryer?
If you don't show them to me, I have to assume you don't shave them.
How dare you? You buy me dinner first. Show you my armpits. I have never in my life clutching my pearls here.
Hashtag Moxie confirmed.
Jesus.
All right. Here's the deal.
Roxy.
For women. Okay. Like men.
And school me on this. I don't know women, so I don't know how this works.
Have you been a woman?
Never.
Okay, so you don't know how this works.
I've lived with women.
Doesn't mean that you've been one.
No.
So you don't know how
it
works.
I could have been in a past life.
Gosh.
Continue. I'm listening. Let me get it out. I am into this.
For her armpits, it's one of a couple of things. Number one, either it's a lighting thing like you said.
Okay.
Which...
That's not what I said. I'm going to explain what I said. But continue.
Number two... Like, you can't have, unless you are completely laser hair removed, mm-hmm. especially as an Israeli woman.
Very, very, yes.
Lot of thick hair.
Yes, beautiful hair.
It's not like she didn't shave her armpits. It's like they are shaven,
right.
But it's that 5 o'clock shadow, like, thing that you can't get rid of. Nobody's armpit hair looks this. Nobody's armpit looks the same as
their
arm.
I shave my face every single day, but there's still a little.
Right.
Yeah, it's there.
It's there.
I think. Or could it be also that part of our body doesn't get sun? This gets sun. So when I go like this, white, tan, white, tan.
But people weren't complaining about it just being white. They were talking about it being white and other colors.
Okay,
it's ridiculous.
It was ridiculous.
She's an amazing looking
person. Now, let me ask you this. When you saw that, did you think, something's going on with them armpits? Funky. Something funky's going on there.
I literally can't tell you
how not that I thought. Yeah, I was looking at it. I was like, she's flipping it. Tank.
She's flipping
That's Wonder
a
Woman
tank.
Flipping a tank. But people had to find out something to complain about. Now, would they complain if Gamora's arms were a different shade of green or armpits? No, you don't hear about that. But I'm sure Amora's, whatever her name, you know, her armpits are green.
Lo Rosario says, who cares? They will fix it in post.
That's exactly
what they did.
But it wasn't her armpit. It wasn't like they went and did that. They color corrected the entire, like they tanned
her
up a little bit.
She tanned her, right. And so
that's what happens. It's called
different.
Color correction.
But, right. They didn't do it specifically to fix her armpits.
I will say this, guys. A lot of times movies will... They will take the color down when they're shooting. They what's called make it go to neutral so that it gives them more latitude in color correction. It brings up the blacks. If they shoot it very flat, and it gives them so much range, much a bigger range to color correct. So they could have that image we could have seen could have been a flat shot. You know, so it's
100%. Now the chat is sick of this. We are sick of this.
We're
Let's
moving on.
End armpit gate.
We're done.
Ending armpit gate.
No, we're not done with Wonder Woman's runtime.
No, we're done with armpit gate. That was the only thing.
But we're
I
not
said.
Done with Wonder Woman.
No. All right. So this is coming from Reddit, which I have to say, I know that this is a really bad thing for a nerd to say, but I'm not a Reddit user.
I'm not either. I've tried.
And
I don't get it.
It kind of flips me out. Right.
It's too much.
It is. It's a lot, and I end up reading some things that I don't want to see, and then some
a lot
things.
Of spoiler stuff.
Right. So it's hard, but. One Reddit user, this was submitted 6 days ago by IamBatman412.
Oh. Is he serious?
That is Batman.
He's Batman. Well,
what do you think the 412 is? That's the area code?
I don't know what that is. Maybe he thought it was 420, but he just couldn't get that screen name, so he got the closest
maybe.
One
he
to it.
Maybe. He was too high. Yeah. All right. It says, you're going to see 2D Wonder Woman running time 141 minutes. This is at a cinema in London.
So it's 2 hours, 20 minutes long. 2 hours, 21
minutes. That's
I
what
think
it says.
That's a great length. Great length. I love movies. I love over 2 hour movies. I love over 2 hour movies.
I love under 3 hour movies.
Okay. That's fair enough. We're in
the same
ballpark.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're in the same ballpark.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that sounds about right. I mean, the film's locked. Whatever it is, it's locked.
Yes, for sure.
Their time, they're not tweaking anything right now.
Yep.
They're done. So take it with a grain of salt, fellas. We'll see in probably about 2 weeks, I would think, we're going to get the official runtime.
Okay.
Now, this next little bit, I'm hesitant to bring up because I've already seen the internet go nuts on it. And we've seen this happen before where an actor of some stature posts a picture of some, not even of himself as something. It is just an image pulled from Google. But Josh Gad, as you know, is LeFou from Beauty and the Beast. He is the dog's voice and Dog's Purpose, which I saw last night, which I cried ridiculous amounts for. That's irregardless. He posted a picture of
just
the penguin.
Regardless.
Just regardless. Mm-hmm. He posted a picture of the penguin.
Yes. And the caption
was? It wasn't even a caption. There was nothing.
Yeah.
It was just like, penguin. I strike this as, I mean, look at what we did with
Tyrese?
Nope. Well, that's, no.
Good looking
tall guy. Armie Hammer.
Oh.
And he's basically like, nope, that was the internet. He just trolled everything. He basically all came out and admitted all of that.
Yeah.
Guys, please don't put any grain of salt in this.
But
if he was up for it, let's say this. If he was even up for it, because he's a big name right now with Beauty and the Beast doing so well. You think he would shoot himself in the foot by posting that? Like, no. Okay, Rox, let me tell you this.
You tell me, Mikey Christmas.
Let's say next season they're introducing Hal Jordan on
what show?
CW.
Okay.
And I auditioned for it. Myself, let's say five other people. Do you think the day after my audition, let's say I went to a callback, I had a screen test, went really well. Do you think the next day I would post me, like with this shirt with the casting office behind me going, up, give thumbs up, give me good luck, or busy day at work? No. I would do so little to rock that boat.
What if you had the job?
If I had the job? I probably wouldn't be able to say anything. It would probably be something to be saved for. That's a little different because that character, if it was being announced that he was coming on, would be a big thing.
Right.
But the penguin,
yeah.
A casting notice we don't know yet.
Have you guys seen him in a million things like I have? Because this dude's funny. I think he literally just was like, just pulling our train.
Yeah. I think Armie Hammer and Manganiello had such a blast knocking everyone around with that hole, with them palling around
together.
He
wanted in on the fun.
Yeah.
Do you want to see a penguin in this universe?
Absolutely.
Do you think Josh Gad would be a good pick?
It depends on what they're going for. I always wanted Penguin to not be a focal character.
You want him in the Batman?
I want him in the universe.
Which show? Which movie?
The Batman.
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't want him being the focal.
Do you want him in the Batman? I want him in the universe. Which movie?
Roxy,
in the Batman.
On. I don't want him as the main bad guy. I want him as... just
run. You want him as Two-Face.
I want him running the Iceberg Lounge, and Batman has to go and crack his skull open to get some information. The Batman has such a wealth of supporting characters. Not every one of them needs to be the focal point.
Okay.
I think the Penguin were great, that we see in almost every movie. You know?
Yep.
Kind of like Turk in Daredevil. If you guys watch Daredevil, he's Turk. He's the guy that they always have to go to crack his skull open to get some information. The Penguin has his fingers in everything, so he always knows what's going on. But he's kind of he has to the public a respectable businessman facade.
So he potentially could be in an entire trilogy if there was one.
Yeah.
Yep.
He needs to be around forever if this character, if he's always there. Yeah. That's my thoughts. We moving on?
Yeah.
All right.
This is another thing that the internet will run wild with, same as before.
This Penguin thing?
No.
Which thing?
This Wonder Woman thing.
What about? You tell me this then. You go for it.
Wonder Woman 2, already being talked about. And you know how people get about sequels come before...
You know, Rox, look at James Gunn. He has said he signed for 3, and he's also got ideas for 4. He's even said the team in 4 will not be the team in these 3 movies. It's a little bit different for him because he's got success and they love what he does. And he's a proven commodity. We don't know with Wonder Woman. But of course they're going to ask her, hey, what are your thoughts on 2? Where do you think we could go with this? And she's not going to go... I don't know, guys. She wants the job. She's going to have ideas.
This is what she said to Toronto Sun. I'm excited for her to come to America and become the Wonder Woman we are all familiar with from having grown up around her as an American superhero. I'd like to bring her a little further along into the future and have a fun, exciting storyline that is its own thing. Wonder Woman 1 is so much about her becoming the person she is. I can't wait to spring forward with who she is and have another great standalone superhero film.
You know, I think the cool thing with Wonder Woman is the fact that, I mean, or if they go present day, because they could, mm-hmm. or they still have that almost 100 years between Wonder Woman 1.
World War II.
And I don't want to see World War II.
Because of Cap?
Cap and World War I. I know the two different wars. I know that. But maybe like the 60s.
I'm glad you're clear
on that. With women's lib and everything.
Yeah.
that's a perfect time for her to come forward with all these men that, like, think about when Wonder Woman came through in the 70s and 60s. Like,
70s would be cool too,
yeah,
actually.
To have Wonder Woman stand up for empowerment against these men. Oh, God.
I would be okay with current day also, though.
Like, and we have not seen, talk about films, we've not seen a 60s set superhero film. I think that'd be pretty badass.
Cool.
Yeah, there you go. Story idea by Mike
Kalinowski.
What do you
think we do with Chris Pine then?
Well, we don't know what happens to him. We don't know. Or he could be older in that point. That's only going to be, he'd be in his 70s. But they did with Peggy Carter. It worked.
All right.
Who knows? We don't know. We'll find out in 4 months. Now it comes to
the time.
What time is it?
It's time for Roxy's Trash TV time.
Sing along with me this round. Roxy's Trash TV time. She thinks that the Flash is fine. DC movie news. It's time to talk. TV time!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Hang loose. All right, a lot of great TV shows on this week. Starting with a story, though, because I don't know if you guys knew this, because I didn't know this going into it, that Ben McKenzie actually directed, it was his first time directing an episode of Gotham.
B-Kens?
James Gordon. He directed the episode, and he did one hell of a job.
Great.
I will give it to him. It was a big episode, too, and I thought he did great. I'm curious to see what other people thought, but it was a big, big episode. A huge Poison Ivy arc going on right now. And I actually like what they're doing with her character. I didn't know how I was going to feel about, remember when we announced that it was going to be the older Poison Ivy.
Any character could do an age jump, Ivy was the one that could.
It was just the way they did it.
Yeah, it was weird, but it was like...
Right, but I like what she's doing with Penguin. It's going to be an interesting interaction there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm enjoying where Gotham is going. If you didn't like season one, I get it. If you weren't that big of a fan of season two, I get that. Season three, really solid.
This is a show that I know I will watch one day. All of them. I know I will.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's Batman. And I will sit down and struggle through some of this rougher stuff to hopefully get to the good stuff.
Yeah, so there is some good stuff. I will give them that. And what they're doing with Marina Baccarin's character is interesting, too, how she is still pissed and she didn't just get right back with him. So we'll see. We'll see what's going on there. Moving on.
We're moving on to a show. Did you guys cover Powerless last week? Did it? Taking off the schedule. That was last week. I wasn't sure if that happened in the middle of the week. Okay.
The two Thursdays.
I'm sorry. I just want to bring that up before I forgot.
I was bummed.
I don't think it's coming back.
I know.
Yeah. When you take a show off the schedule like that, it's, and they haven't said that, but it's not a good sign.
I hope that they release the episode somewhere, though, that has
But who
been
knows?
Filmed.
I mean, maybe pilot season, the pilots that they have might come up and they might realize, like, they're not as strong as we thought.
It could be something that they end up putting up on their streaming service.
Who knows?
You never know.
You never know.
I do like that show, though.
I know you do.
iZombie this week, getting the non-CW TV DC ones. I know iZombie's still on CW, but it's not in the same
earth. Let me ask you, Rox, because I know you love that show.
Yes, obsessed.
Do you feel that this show, because I know a show that's very similar, Santa Clarita Diet, is that what it's called? Santa Clarita Diet.
They're both very different shows.
But similar zombies. With zombies that you have to eat and they're not bad, like not the typical Walking Dead.
Yep.
Do you feel like this show, because that show got such love.
Santa Clarita Diet.
Yeah, because I think Netflix, they could binge and Drew Barrymore, where you're like, whoa, wait, iZombie. Why, guys, love that show. Do you feel that? Because I kind of felt like.
Did you watch Santa Clarita Diet?
Parts of it. Okay. It's not, again, like iZombie, it's not for me, but I saw so many people that don't watch comic book shows, they gravitated to the show and kept raving about it.
I hear you on that. I think that Santa Clarita Diet did something so different that I've never seen before.
Okay.
That show to me was like, I could only recommend it to some people. iZombie could be more mainstream than that,
Fair enough.
I feel like I would recommend it to more people, while Santa Clarita Diet was absolutely the most bizarre show and I adored it. But I do get what you're saying, and iZombie doesn't get enough love, and it is one of the greatest shows that there is, and I think it's because it doesn't get the respect because it is on CW and people think more teen there.
Yeah.
But it was another really strong episode. I'm nervous about what's going to happen to Major. We're getting into a little spoilery territory here, but I am curious, if he doesn't lose all of his memories, what does that say about Blaine, and what is going to happen to Blaine's relationships? I want to hear your guys' opinions here. Let's get into Supergirl, though, because, yes, this episode was so good. The relationships on that show, finally, we're getting to see the three-way relationship and how it affects Supergirl, her sister, and Maggie. So, no, not actually a threesome. It's their relationship.
I didn't say that.
And how, I just said it was getting to the three-way. Supergirl and Maggie are fighting over Alex's affection, and they both feel like they have to go save her. This episode was awesome. And Mon-El took a backseat again, which I know a lot of people are excited about because this is a female power show,
yeah,
and he's helpful. It was really, really good. The biggest show this week, though, Tuesday night, The Flash, we finally got our reveal. It took way too long to get. It took way too long, Mikey Christmas. We were asking who Savitar was forever, and you'll come back. It will be fine. But this took too long, and I think it's part of the reason why I did lose some people.
I think
you can't just dangle the same carrot for an entire season.
I don't know what. And I know the speedsters are the thing of the TV show. It just kind of blends together for me, all the speedsters. I'm kind of like,
I think
Flash next season needs to do what Arrow did this season and kind of have a reboot back, not a reboot, but like a go back to its core of what it was.
This season of Arrow is very strong, but yes. Sticking on Flash for 1 second. Spoilers major. So right now, if you didn't watch
Spoiler alert! Don't blame us.
If you didn't watch this episode of Flash, turn off what's going on right now because you don't want to hear this. Savitar was revealed, and I am, like a lot of the internet, a little upset. I'm a little bummed. Honestly, I felt like after last week, what happened with Caitlin Snow, that Savitar was going to be Ronnie. And it didn't make sense for it to be anybody else. Why would she have listened to him? But it's future Flash. And I get what they're doing here, having it be Barry Allen. It was a nice realization moment for him. But I just feel like so many things don't add up. Yes, it makes sense that he would have known what had happened. Yes, it makes sense that he would know what was said. But it wouldn't make sense that Caitlin would drop everything and just listen to him. Then why wouldn't she listen to current Flash? There's some weird holes here. And
time travel is always weird, too. I mean, it's dicey. Dicey.
And I'm okay extending, you know, my belief to whatever it is that they're doing time travel-wise. But when you're going to make the big bad of the season also the hero, whew, gosh. We're getting a lot of different opinions in the chat right now. Serenity thought it was Eddie. Greg says Ronnie would have been a terrible reveal.
I thought it was Eddie. I'm a few episodes behind, but I thought it was going to be Eddie. Just because there was talk of him coming back.
Yeah.
He's back, right? He's popped up and like, so I'm just kind of like.
Yeah.
I just thought it was going to be Eddie.
Yvonne says it's because Caitlin loves Barry. Then why doesn't she love this Barry? Dan says Avatar is Roxy. That's also true. Also, Barry would Darth Fox says also Barry would never kill Iris. I agree. I just can't picture, no matter how far in the future we go, no matter what happened. Why? So they've got some explaining to do.
That's Lucy. I love Lucy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lucy!
Mm-hmm.
You got some explaining to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's my Ricky Ricardo.
That was pretty good. Yeah, so that's what happened over there. We just talked a little bit about Arrow when you just banged on the table for the
What's wrong?
Top.
What?
You lost your lights, man.
I lost this light?
All of them.
All these in the back because I bang?
You keep banging and it hurts with the mics. And then that too.
I'm sorry.
Some splendid to do, Mikey Christmas.
I didn't knock lights out. Come on now.
I literally just saw it. Marissa, have my back on this one. All right. Yeah. Darn it, Mikey Christmas. See, that's what happens. Arrow, great episode this week. Interesting to see the developments in Alicity. You know, I never thought that I would want Alicity again, but I guess I do.
I guess I'm back. I guess you're back.
Guess
on
who's
your
back?
Shipping it. Back again.
Roxy.
Shady's back.
Roxy, Hanukkah's back. Hello, friend. No. Anyway, that's TV time. Because we have no legends.
All right. So that brings it up. I don't know what else we got. We got Injustice, the video game, dropping in 2 weeks. Cannot wait for that. Cannot wait for Injustice 2, the video game.
How quickly are you going to run through it?
Well, it's a fighting game. You don't have to. You can play it for months.
Oh.
The DLC come out, all the new characters.
You're going to be done with it after 1 week.
No, I will not.
Okay, good.
No, I will not. I still play the original one.
No, I will not. Will you teach me?
Play video games?
Yeah.
Sure, Rox. I'll teach you how to play video games. Other than that, guys, this brings it to another episode of DC Movie News.
You don't care what I say about banging on the table, do you?
That was not banging. This was a light tapping.
Oh.
You're like my friend. When I give
you miss Lucifer. I haven't seen Lucifer. I didn't know that it came back. I love that show.
I had my thing going, Roxy, and you sorry, just, go ahead. I was trying to close this out, and you sidetracked
Lucifer
me.
Returned. I suck. I'm sorry. I'll catch up for next week. Don't worry about it. Mikey, Christmas is the best Christmas present. Wow. Did that make you feel better?
It did.
That was from Sky.
From Sky?
Sky Patterson.
Sky Patterson. Thanks, Sky. Well, guys, that brings us to another episode. I thank you for joining us. I thank you for letting me get on my soapbox and rant. None of this is meant personal against anyone. If you took it personally, I hope you didn't. I just love DC. And, you know, we're getting into this whole DC's coming. You know, it's the train's been rolling. I watch those trailers for Wonder Woman and I get chills. And I just so want this movie to be good. And I want to sit there in the theater and just stand and clap and just, it's Wonder Woman. I mean, we're going to see Wonder Woman on the big screen in like 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 4 weeks. I just want it to be good. And I know you guys think that too. I got sidetracked there. I'm sorry, but I'm just excited. I'm excited. It's Wonder Woman.
And emotional.
Are you kidding me? It's Wonder Woman. But guys, thank you again for joining us. If you want, you know, you can reach out to us on Twitter. Roxy, I'm going to throw it over to you. Put yourself over, Rox.
You guys can find me everywhere at Roxy Strayer.
That's it?
That's where they can find me.
I know, but you got everything going on.
Yeah, I do.
Anything going on?
I'm all over the place. Tonight on The Tomorrow Show, you can go to thetomorrowshow.com, 7 p.m. Pacific time. We've got Eden Sassoon. She's leaving Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She's coming to talk about that. She's actually going to host the show, and we've got a Bachelor contestant coming on.
Oh.
So if you guys like those shows, make sure you check it out. Even if you don't like the shows, we'll have fun with them. So tune in.
And we found your new name, Roxy Hanukkah.
Roxy Hanukkah.
You guys remember, you started here today. May the 4th be with you.
Question.
Jinx. No kickbacks. I don't know what that is. What was your answer?
Well, no. What was your answer?
I've been ranting all hour. I haven't been able to think of one.
Well, I've been
okay, let's bring it back for next week. Will you remind us and we'll come back? Give me a week to think about it.
Yeah, but then we can't. But today is the 4th.
You're killing me, Roxy.
Why am I killing you? I'm asking them in the chat.
I don't know who I'd want. You know, I don't want to go off on that.
You said Boba Fett.
I know. It's such a lame answer.
It is a lame sauce.
I don't know.
What does lame sauce taste like? Lame. Shit.
Yeah. Well, guys, I am your other host, Mike Kalinowski. You can find me everywhere at Mike Kalinowski on Twitter. You can reach out to me there. I love talking to you guys on Twitter.
Sion Hughes, Boba Fett a Suicide Squad member?
Oh.
Is that a better placement?
Yeah.
Yoda as Green Lantern Elders.
Oh, see, there you go. Now you guys are thinking.
Darth Bane. Do you know our?
I don't know.
Oh,
I'm gonna throw old school Star Wars for any of you that you know. I would say I would like Ulic Queldroma. He is one of the original Jedi. Is in a comic book series called Tales of the Jedi. I'd like to see him in the Green Lantern Corps.
Okay.
There you go. How about that?
Vader as Major Justice League, Chopper from Rebels, Armpits.
Oh, Chopper's the robot.
Jawa Squad from Dan.
We're getting off the rails here, Rox.
We Low Rosario.
We're
Yoda
closing out. We're out. On that one, we're kicking it out. Bye, guys.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.